This is WBUR's All Things Considered. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Brown in for Lisa Mullins. Members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation are remembering Maryland Congressman and civil rights leader Elijah Cummings as a man of honor. The 68-year-old Cummings died this morning due to unspecified complications from some lengthy health problems. Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley serves on the House Committee on Oversight and Reform, which Cummings chaired. Pressley says condolences are in order, not just for people who knew Cummings, but for the whole nation.
I do feel immediately a little less grace in the world. You know, honestly, there are only two things that you have in life, your name and your word, and both were good when it comes to Elijah Cummings.
Mm-hmm.
I consider myself inordinately blessed, you know, in a time in our country experiencing unprecedented times, unprecedented hurt, to be serving on the Oversight and Reform Committee under the leadership of Chairman Cummings, operating with such deliberation and urgency in pursuit of truth and justice for the American people, has been one of the highest honors of my life.
As a freshman congresswoman, what lessons do you take away from his career?
Integrity, decency. You know, this is a hard moment. We just had several speeches that were given in tribute to him in the House chamber and a moment of silence. And there's a beautiful floral arrangement that is sitting in the chair that he once sat in, where members would, throughout a voting period, would be coming up to him seeking his counsel. He's just been a moral compass, a North Star, the bar of all that is good.
Sure. You consider him a mentor?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm fortunate that he claimed me as a mentee. So I remember the evening that we received the call late at night that he was hoping that, you know, I would be inclined to join him in Oversight and Reform, that he wanted me to serve on this committee.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been incredible to just serve under the political tutelage, under the leadership development of Elijah Cummings. No one has ever spoken a word of him.
Did he offer you any advice that stays with you that that you'd want to share with us?
I think the greatest advice that he offered me was in his example. He reminded us what an honor it was to be a part of this august body, of this institution, especially during these trying times for the country. He told us that it was our charge to be an efficient and effective pursuit of the truth. He insisted that we operate from a place of fairness, and he embodied and demonstrated unwavering grace.
Just a short time ago, a few months ago, President Trump criticized Cummings, sort of attacked his district. He accused Cummings of poor leadership. The president was roundly criticized for those comments. How did that experience affect Congressman Cummings privately?
Certainly those were offensive words and unfair words, but par for the course with the lack of civility and grace and professionalism of Donald Trump. So I don't think that Chairman Cummings was too dissuaded. He was undeterred in his work. And it's my recollection that perhaps he was only in the company of Donald Trump once. And what he did in that moment was just to remind him that they were both getting up in age and approaching their twilight years and needed to be about the business of ensuring that future generations would inherit a better world. And was he prepared to do that work? You did not need to extend a hand to him for him to extend one to you.
Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.